Hello and welcome to the Fitness Mindset Podcast with Kate Niedecker. And today I have a solo podcast, which is the first time in about 3 years that I've done a podcast on my own for various reasons, really. I had quite a good few guests coming on, and that was generally the route that I was taking with the podcast. I had some really good guests on, and that's just generally the area of focus that I had. Of course, there was the pandemic as well. We can't fail to mention that. And my priorities in terms of like my marketing, my online presence, my priorities were in different areas. So the podcast took a little bit of a backseat. However, I'm really excited to get it up and running again with a bit of a mini series. So I didn't really expect there to be much feedback about the prospect of me doing podcasts on my own again. But it turned out that quite a few people were really interested in certain topics. And one of them in particular that a lot of people said they were interested in was behavior change and improving habits. So that's going to be the first episode today, and it's going to be generally what I'm going to talk about today. Now, in this mini series, most of the podcasts are going to be about 15 minutes long, so they're going to be pretty bite-sized, so you can listen to it on your walks in the morning, if you're going to work at the moment. So it's nice and quick, nice and short and sharp, just to cover some main topics. Okay, so we'll get started. I think just generally over the last year as well, I must mention that the reasoning why I didn't do a podcast on my own and I wasn't putting out so much social media content is because I did feel over the pandemic that it's almost like I felt like nutrition and fitness was almost kind of irrelevant, and I felt a bit silly to talk about it when people were going through really, really difficult times. And this actually links into a really big factor about behavior change, is that you have to be in the right situation in order to have something called willingness to change. So, and having a good environment to change your habits. So first of all, we need willingness to change. So that would be enough energy, enough motivation to say, hey, this habit that I've got here isn't serving me and I want to change it now. However, in the pandemic, people might have been actually really stressed and might not have been in a financial situation or might not have had the time to change their habits. And you've really got to be in the right situation in order to make that change. If you are fortunately in that situation where you're like, okay, I want to make these changes, then you can start to improve your habits and start to replace some negative behaviors with better ones. But that willingness to change is super, super important, and also kind of ties in with why there was a little bit of break in content over the last year or so in terms of like why I wasn't talking so much about nutrition. Willingness to change is the number one part of when we start to change a habit. Now, when we actually might not have the tools to make those changes, it can be for various reasons. So if you think of like a negative habit, like smoking, for example, the reason why we keep that habit going is because we get some kind of initial reward from it. So, okay, the long-term implications of smoking we know are bad. However, the short-term reward that we get is that it might reduce stress for people in the short term. It might give people that feeling of relaxation. It might mean that people can actually have a break and go outside and just get away from their work. So there has to be some kind of reward for people as to why they keep that habit going. So we really need to assess that and ask, why do you want to change that habit then? So it might be that your strong why for changing that habit is that you want to feel more healthy and be more healthy long term. So that can be a really strong why for you. And there are loads of different habits in terms of like, say you want to put in more steps day to day, but the reward of watching television and not going out for an evening walk is actually better for you than short term than actually getting out there. So that's why we really need to focus on those reasons why that reward of the long-term reward is better than the short-term reward, that kind of buzz that we get, whether it's like watching Netflix, smoking a cigarette, eating biscuits. It's really thinking about why we want to improve ourselves. It might even help for you to write that down. So why do I repeat this habit? Okay, it is a distraction. Perhaps it's a distraction from feelings of uncomfortable feelings. And I think during the lockdown, for example, maybe we were a bit more bored, maybe we were a bit more stressed. And perhaps that meant that we were eating foods to help with that as a kind of a distraction. So if you can start to break down for yourself, okay, why am I doing this? What am I running away from? Whether that's boredom or stress or sadness. And if you feel comfortable to kind of assessing that as to why these habits are occurring and what reward you get for them. And maybe it is just escapism. And I'm not here to tell you, oh, well, you need to change that habit. It's just, if that is a habit that you do genuinely want to change, you do have that willingness to change, then starting to assess that can be beneficial. So we start to challenge those old behaviours. So let's think of another example. Say that you are trying to change the habit of, in the evening, having some biscuits before your dinner, for example. Say you're like hungry, you're cooking dinner, but you always have some biscuits or some crisps or stuff when you're cooking, like everyone does it. So what you can start to do is think about something else you can do in its place. Of course, that's one other thing. So whether that is something like focusing on the recipe, trying a new recipe, being aware of your hunger at that time. Are you actually eating those foods because you're hungry, or is it because you're just bored, or is it literally just a habit? So starting to bring an awareness around that action, and seeing if we can start to change that is the number one step. Now, this is actually incredibly hard. As we know, changing habits is really difficult. And I like to use an analogy that I learned, and it's called the long grass theory. So if you imagine a field and it's got long grass, and then there's a path down the middle and it's trodden down by lots of people walking down that path, it's going to be a hell of a lot easier walking down that path than to take a different route and to walk through the long grass. So you've got to think of that trodden down path as your old habit. So it's really easy for us to repeat that. However, to create a new habit, you've got to walk through the long grass and you've got to create a new habit, and it's actually really bloody hard at the beginning. However, it does get easier over time. So it's really important that we do challenge those old behaviours, and we do think about the why, again, of why we are changing those behaviours. And that can be quite difficult at the beginning. And that can be actually when we kind of, we relapse when we're trying to change that behaviour, and we go, oh, it didn't work. Oh, I'm stuck. I can't change this. Keep trying, because actually it's really normal when we're changing our habits to fail. It's actually a big part of it. And one of the things I ask clients is, okay, well, what's something that could get in the way of the next 2 weeks of your goals or your eating at the moment? What's on track? What's going to get in the way of it? And kind of troubleshooting what is going to happen badly is a really big process in terms of like changing our habits, and it's really normal to fail. So kind of accepting that, okay, I failed, never mind, we try again. And it's really important that you do keep trying, because each time we make a mistake, we can then ask ourselves, what can I do better next time? What can I do that will mean that I actually succeed in terms of changing this behavior? So if your why is strong enough, if, for example, you really do want to change that habit and you're willing to really focus and in terms of like the long grass theory, make a new path, then you can actually do that. Now, if, for example, you relapse and then you go, oh, well, I always fail at things, what's the point? I shouldn't have bothered. Then this is something that is important that you start to challenge as well, which it can be helpful to do so with a coach, just to help challenge these thoughts, because it can be really helpful to have someone go, well, what if something good happens? What if you try again and it works and you do well? How would you feel if you actually did well? Because if you start to imagine, okay, well, there is possibility for me doing well, we're far more likely to try again and potentially actually do well. However, if we are kind of stuck in that repetitive process of thinking, oh, what's the point? Oh, I'm a failure. I can't do this. It's important we then start to break down these thoughts as well. So it's very complicated changing habits. So I understand why people wanted me to do a podcast on this, because I think it is a really hot topic at the moment, changing habits, which is fantastic because it is a huge part of actually nutrition, a huge part of fitness is actually our behavior, and it's the main underlying part of how we can change. So really looking at our thought processes around how capable we feel we are is really important. So if we feel that we may actually be able to do something, we are likely to try again. Okay, say we try again and we actually do it right. Say we don't have those biscuits before dinner and we say, great, okay, I did really well. It's really important that we give ourselves a pat on the back when we do something well. So it's really important that we do internalize our small wins and how well we've done, because if we don't, it's easier for us to slip back and relapse, essentially not continue that habit. So if we give ourselves that pat on the back and you feel good and you say, I did that really well, it can be a boost to our self-esteem, and it can give us something called self-efficacy. If we feel like we've done something well, there's something to be said of like having a bit of a dopamine when we complete a task well. So it's really important that we give ourselves that pat on the back when we do it well. So that's the kind of going into the maintenance of a new behavior, maintenance of this new habit. So I think at the beginning, it is a little bit more difficult, and then you can start to repeat the behavior. And okay, so you have some mistakes. It's so important when you make mistakes, when you're trying to change this habit, that you just move on and you don't beat yourself up too much. Because the problem is, when we beat ourselves up about our mistakes, it just takes time away from us moving on and actually just having more wins, essentially. It doesn't make us feel good. It just makes us feel a bit more crappy. However, unfortunately, there is this kind of narrative in the fitness and nutrition industry, it's moving away from this, that if we are harder on ourselves and we're more disciplined and we have more willpower and we grit our teeth more and white knuckle ride our way through, that we will actually improve. That's not actually the case. It's actually been shown long term in terms of behavior change, if we look at our scenario and ourselves with a bit more compassion and a bit more kindness and grace, we're far more likely to keep this new behaviors and improve long term. So it's really important that we do actually just generally not be a dick to ourselves. That's really important. Because there's nothing worse than actually doing something well, working really hard on something, and then you just you make a little mistake and you beat yourself up over it. You're hardly going to feel like repeating it again if you do that. So, okay, say we're starting to maintain this behavior. Perhaps we then start to plan for failure and we say, oh, well, next week I might be hungry actually at this time, and like I might reach for the biscuits. And by the way, I'm just using biscuits as an example. It's fine to eat biscuits. Biscuits are great. Don't worry about it. It's just an example. But kind of planning ahead and saying, okay, well, I'm going to be really hungry when I get in on like Friday night because I've got a long afternoon. What is something that I can have in place of the biscuits? And it's kind of planning ahead to help with these habits. So that is generally the life cycle of a new behavior, essentially, from beginning to end. So of course, starting with that willingness to change, starting to challenge old behaviors, starting to ask yourself, what if it went well? Starting to ask yourself, why do I repeat these habits? What reward am I getting from these things? Having relapses, not being too hard on yourself, and maintenance of behavior, and kind of like learning from each relapse that you have is really super important. So if, for example, you do have that mistake, is that it's important to say, oh, I messed up on that one. So next time I can do this to be better. So looking at your situation with compassion and then saying, okay, what can I do better next time? So I hope that helps. There's a lot of different resources online in terms of behavior change. There's lots of different books and that kind of thing. We all know about Atomic Habits, for example. They've got lots of really good ideas in Atomic Habits, whether that's habit stacking, which is a good one that I got from there. So that's say you want to drink more water and you put your water bottle next to your toothbrush in the morning so that when you go to brush your teeth, you drink some water. And it's putting a new habit with an old habit that you do already. Little things like that are really good from Atomic Habits as well. And a lot of the information that I learned today is from a health and behavior course that I did with someone called Joe O'Brien, and he was on the podcast before. If you have a little look on the podcast, and he covered binge eating before, and he was on the podcast. So a lot of things that I've covered today, he talks about a lot as well. So if that is something that you do find really interesting, then of course have a little look at these resources as well. If you do have any questions about habit forming, about behavior change in relation to your nutrition and your training, then please do reach out, because I know it is a really tricky concept. So of course I'll be happy to answer any questions. I'm excited to have kicked off the podcast with this first episode, and if there's any topics that you would like me to cover, whether that is something in relation to what you're trying to pursue right now, maybe it's actually a particular element of nutrition or training, of course. I do still cover content on training as well. It's just my focus is a little bit more on nutrition now. Then please do let me know. I'll be happy to do one of the podcasts on a topic that you choose. I'm going to try and release a podcast each Friday. And now I've said it, I have to do it. So hopefully all being well, the next one will be out on Friday, a week today. So good stuff. So thank you so much for listening. If you found this helpful, then please do tell a friend, share it with a friend. I think it's really important in terms of sharing, really helpful as well. Of course, rate and subscribe if you've enjoyed this podcast. And thank you so much for listening.